Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 1. I just want to title the message. Precious gems from the book of Genesis. The book of beginnings. Amen. How many of you believe that God will begin something new in your life? Amen. It's a new year. It's a new season. Maybe you've been going through a tough, challenging time. But we're looking into the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The book of beginnings. And we believe that God will do something new within our church, within our homes, within our families, within, hallelujah, our relationships. Jesus will do something new. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to open to the first chapter of Genesis and verse 2. Just a few interesting thoughts from the book of Genesis, from the book of beginnings. And it says here, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, the Spirit of God. Amen. Say it out again, one more time. The Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of the living God. Amen. The Spirit of the living God was moving over the waters. Anything new to begin in your life, the person to do it is the third person of the Trinity, the Spirit of the living God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Lazarus was dead. And Jesus raised him. You know, don't cry because Lazarus was dead. Jesus raised him. Look at somebody and say, don't cry. Jesus raised him. Amen. Lazarus was resurrected. Jesus raised him. The power of his Spirit went forth and raised Lazarus from the dead. And can you believe this guy? He's writing autographs. People came to see him. John 12 says, people came not only to see Jesus, but came to see Lazarus. The only thing that he did was he died. He died. He was a sick man. He died. Look at somebody and say, don't look sick. Don't be a sick man. Don't be a sick girl. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He died and Jesus raised him from the dead. The power of the resurrection came upon Lazarus. Are you with me? Darkness went into a dark place. His life became void to say, but the Spirit of God, when Jesus spoke the word, moved over the person of Lazarus and raised him from the tomb. And I believe God will do something dramatic. The power of his resurrection to come into your darkness, to come into your void, to come into the place where you think you've lost it all, and to restore and bring you back to a resurrected life for the glory of God, where people will not only come to see Jesus, but will come to hear your testimony of what God has done over your life. So if you believe, then lift your hands and say, I believe so. Amen. Let that be over my life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of see, when you study the book of Exodus, the 30th chapter, the anointing is an anointing of consecration. Look at somebody and say, anointing is an anointing oil of consecration. And many a time I thought, if I was really consecrated to the Lord, the anointing of God would come upon me. But I was looking through the scripture and suddenly I realized it's the anointing of the Holy Spirit that actually helps you to walk in consecration. How many of you know that by yourself, you cannot have one inch of victory over the flesh, over the devil, nothing that you can do in the flesh. But it is the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God that helps you to walk a consecrated life for the glory of God. And I believe this year, some of you were defeated in the last years of your life, in the last couple of years. You walked in defeat and in failure, and this is looming over your mind. You failed them. You struggle in your flesh and could never find victory. But this day I pray the anointing of consecration will come upon you. The Spirit of the living God will come upon you, that you will be able to walk a walk worthy of the Lord Jesus Christ for His glory. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, the anointing of consecration. The anointing of consecration. The Holy Spirit of God is an anointing of consecration. Will actually guard your heart. Are you with me? Will actually guard your eyes. Have you seen your eyes going on different directions? Have you seen your flesh, your hands, your feet running off to do evil? You don't want to do, but boom. And maybe you're crying and saying, Lord, how do I come out of this? Trust the Holy Spirit of God. Look at somebody and say, trust the Holy Spirit of. Trust the Holy Spirit of. Trust the Holy Spirit of God. Trust the Holy Spirit of God. The anointing of consecration. Look at somebody and say, the anointing of consecration is for me. To be set apart for God. To be set apart for Jesus. To be set apart for the glory of God. To be holy unto God. To be a living sacrifice unto God. There is nothing more beautiful than living for Jesus Christ. And you can only do it with the help and the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. And this morning, He is beginning a new chapter in your life. Hallelujah. He is beginning a new chapter in your life to walk in the consecration for the glory of God. Lift your hand and say amen to that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The anointing of consecration. The anointing, the Spirit of God is what will protect you. He's the one who will protect you. You remember in the Bible it says, Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses. You remember that? Miriam became leprous. Nothing happened to Aaron. Both of them badmouthed Moses. Miriam turned leprous. Nothing happened to Moses. Nothing happened to Aaron. Why? Because he had the garments of consecration upon his life. The anointing protected him even when he did wrong. So much so that when in the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter, the Bible says, when it came to the appointed time, God said unto Moses, if he has to die, first take off his garment. So you go and check the scriptures in the book of Numbers, the 20th chapter, verse 28 says, Moses had to strip Aaron of his anointed garments. And then the Bible says he died. Are you with me? The enemy cannot touch you. The enemy cannot move over your life even when you do something wrong, when something bad happens to you. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit of God will move over your life. The anointing will protect you. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. Hallelujah. That's not a license to sin. That is not a license to do something bad. It is just the mercy of God. It is God's way of telling you, listen, I have kept you all these years. Even when you walked in failures, I preserved you. I kept you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you are wanting something new to happen with your finances? That you want God to really move through. Amen. I really want God to move through. And many a time I used to ask the Lord, Lord, how does that happen? Well, we know the basic scriptural principles of making sure we don't love money, we love Jesus. We know the principles of having to give our tithes unto God and to put in our offerings before God. We know the principles of walking your heart free from covetousness. Amen. But there is a simple principle that brings in the blessing or the prosperity of God into your life. Look at Numbers chapter 18 verse 8. The book of Numbers, the 18th chapter verse 8.
Uh-huh. And the Lord spoke to Aaron, Here I myself have also given you charge of my heap offerings, all the holy gifts of the children of Israel. I have given them as a portion to you and your sons as an ordinance forever.
I give them by reason of the anointing. King James Version, which Bible are you reading? I give you the offering as the reason of the anointing. Are you with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Just look at somebody and say, let that good anointing rub onto me. Let the good oil of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, rub onto me. So that God can do something new. He can open provisions and supernatural provisions across your life and bring in unlimited resources across your life that you never thought possible in 2016. May the blessing of God be like a river. The blessing, the prosperity, and the provisions of God because of the anointing flow into your life. So it is so important. You know, when I stepped out to serve the Lord as a full-timer for Jesus, just few bunch of kids would gather together to pray, and the kids grew up and they have kids. Some of them have more than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and when I stepped out to the Lord, I was willing to live and die for Jesus. I still am. I was willing to nothing mattered. Comforts didn't matter. Nothing mattered. All that I wanted was Jesus and the presence of God and to really follow Jesus. And then I realized to do God's work, the provisions need to come. When you need provisions to come into your life, don't pray for somebody who is rich in your family to die and write you a will. You know what I mean? When you really need the provisions of God to come into your life, get under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. When I got married, I told Tanya. Tanya said, listen, how do we plan out how much of groceries to buy, the monthly expenditure, how much budget do I have? I said, we don't have budgets. All that we can do is we can go seek the face of Jesus. There'll be certain weeks, certain months that we have a little bit more, and there'll be certain weeks that we'll be a little squeezed, but we'll serve the Lord. But one thing I told her, you got to make sure that you do, is that you stay in the anointing, stay under the Holy Spirit of God. If you stay under the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, the provisions will come, the provisions will come, the provisions will come, the provisions will come, the provisions will come. Lift your hand and say, I need the oil of prosperity over my life. I need the provisions of God to come forth into my life. I receive that anointing over my life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Second Samuel chapter 5 verse 3. It says that David was anointed as king in Hebron. And from then on he had authority. Till Hebron, he was running away. Saul is trying to kill him. He's in the wilderness. Different challenges. Everything that can possibly go wrong has gone wrong in his life. But he comes under the anointing. He's anointed as king in Hebron. He's no longer running away. Are you with me? He's facing his enemies. He gets divine authority. How many of you would like in 2016 really authority over your life? You don't want to be a victim. You don't want to be somebody who is, people trample down upon. You don't want demons to trample down upon you. You want authority over sickness. You command sickness to go. Sickness has to go. You command the devil to go. Devil has to go. You command bondage to break. Bondage has to break. Why would it break? Because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lift your hand and say, because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. You have authority. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I still remember Paul Young Cho's book, where Paul Young Cho said he was praying for a demon-possessed person to be free. The demon was manifesting. And for nearly 8 hours, you know, he's saying in the name of Jesus, depart. Devil, get out of this woman. Devil, get out of this woman. Nearly for 8 hours. And by the time 8 hours, he was pretty tired. He could not pray more. And the demons were saying, we won't go. We won't go. We won't go. And Younger Joe got so tired, he was sitting down. And suddenly the anointing fell upon him. The presence of God just came upon him. And Younger Joe said, the minute the anointing fell upon him, the demons inside the woman said, let's go. The Holy Spirit has shown upon his life. Let's depart. Let's go. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, there is nothing more precious than the anointing of the Holy Ghost that will help you to exercise your authority in the name of Jesus Christ over demons and bondage and break everything that the enemy brings against your life. Do you know that sickness cannot stay in your body when you are under the presence of God? Demons cannot come near your home when you are under the presence of God. There is a place in the scripture. I have not quite walked into it, but I know there is a place in the scripture. And that is my prayer. I said, Lord, I want to be in that precious part of that scripture where I can be so engrossed in the presence of God where no demons, no sickness, no affliction can come upon you because the glory of Yahweh is so strong upon your life. Lift your hand and say, I need the glory of Yahweh, the glory of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the living God to be upon my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's the first story. Lean on the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? The book of beginnings, lean on the Holy Spirit. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, it says there, the second chapter, verse 15, God made Adam and Eve in his own image and likeness, and God put them in the garden and asked him to cultivate and to keep it. Open your mouth and say, cultivate. Say that again, cultivate. Say that again, cultivate. Amen. Cultivate the garden. It is from that word cultivate, the word culture comes. Malayalikalku oru culture undu, njangal Amerikkarkku oru culture undu, Pentecostal njangal Pentecostalkku oru culture undu. Everybody speaks about a culture. The word culture comes from the word cultivate. Chilavare njangada family de culture ne pattiyadalla appo engo chodi adu culture undu ikkada culture. Now, culture comes from what you allow to cultivate in your life. What you grow in your life will become the culture tomorrow. So if you are pouring forth or sowing forth good seeds and love and mercy and forgiveness and humility and... Are you with me? A life of prayer, a life of, you know, consecration unto the Lord and sowing in the seed, that will become the culture for your families. But if it is always you're cultivating bitterness and anger and hatred and animosity and one fight after the other, belittling people and not respecting people and putting down others and being judgmental and being negative and critical and all that, and that's become a part of your life, let me tell you, you're forming a culture. So in this year of beginnings, or in this book of beginnings, one of the precious gems that you need to treasure in your heart is, I will cultivate for the glory of Jesus Christ. I will cultivate the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. I will cultivate those fruits. The only thing that grows by itself are weeds. Are you with me? The only thing that grows by itself in your garden are weeds. Anything good in your garden, a rose flower or whatever, it has to be cultivated. Look at somebody and say, cultural aalanam thonnora, cultural aalanam thonnora, nalloru cultural aalanam thonnora. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nalloru cultural aalanam thonnu. Praise the Lord. You look like a cultured person. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say that. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you with me today? You still want to go on? You still want to go on? The third chapter, the Lord said, when Adam and Eve sinned, the Lord said unto them, the seed of the woman shall crush the head of the serpent. Have you ever read that? That's the first prophecy about Jesus. That's the beginning of the Christmas story. The seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. Speaking of, see, woman does not have a seed, only the man has got the seed. The woman can only nurture that seed in her womb. But the Bible says here, the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent. In other words, what God is saying is, listen, I'm already speaking forth unto you and telling you, that's going to be my seed. No flesh would have touched her. Mary would have a virgin birth. The virgin shall bring forth a child, and you shall call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Aren't you glad that Jesus is with us? It is God with us. Hallelujah. The head of the serpent is crushed by the seed of the woman, that is Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Never forget that. Are you with me? You're standing on victorious grounds. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I think you just need to take a praise break. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for crushing the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for destroying the works of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for disarming every principality and power and every writing that was against me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory that you purchased for me on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. The fourth gem, and I close with it. Genesis chapter 4, the fourth chapter, verse 1. And it says here, and Adam knew Eve his wife, and conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten myself a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. She knew Adam knew Eve once and conceived twice. So that's twins. How many of you know that's twins? Adam knew Eve once and conceived twice. That is, anybody want twins for this year? You want me to pray for you? My elder brother, you want twins? 5 + 2 more? Yeah. That is one command he faithfully fulfills. Be fruitful and multiply. That word know, Adam knew Eve. That word know means intimacy. Adam knew Eve. Intimacy. Adam knew Eve spiritually. Both of them walked with God. They knew each other emotionally. They knew each other intellectually. And so they had sexual intimacy. And they had children. But the Bible also uses the word Absalom forced himself on Tamar. When it is just sex, it doesn't speak about the word no, new. He went and did it. So what am I trying to say? Youngsters, teenagers, keep your life. Are you with me? Keep your life. Only when you know somebody spiritually, the one that which God has kept for you, intellectually, every other way, when you have God's blessing in the covenant of marriage, you have a sexual relationship. Don't destroy your life by opening yourself up to a sexual act which does not have the blessing of God in it. Did I lose the crowd here? No amens now? At least the parents of the children should say amen. Especially some of you who have teenagers as your children. I mean, you know, how many of you know that you have your child, your precious little child, and the child grows up and suddenly they hit teenage and it looks like they came from another planet. You wonder what's happened to them. Till then you could communicate with them, they could communicate with you. Suddenly looks like... Don't get upset, don't get worried. Pray in 2016, not only you, but your family shall be saved. Your children shall come to the Lord and serve the glory of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, my children belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. They shall serve the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is this okay? Are you enjoying God's word? Are you getting it? So Cain and Abel, and we know the story. It says there, both of them came to offer their sacrifices to God. Both of them built an altar. Cain brought the best papayas and the best fruit and the best vegetables from the garden. The work of his hands, he brought it as an offering to God. Abel brought forth the lamb, the best among his flock. I wonder what kind of sacrifice you bring to God. Two children in the same family, God was happy with the sacrifice of one. You know why? Because Hebrews says why? Hebrews 11 and verse 4 says, by faith, open your mouth and say by faith. By faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice. By faith. A song that you sing should have faith in it. A hallelujah that you say should have faith in it. If it just becomes a routine, something that I normally do, every Sunday I go to church, and then the worship team will come and say, let's praise the Lord. And so we praise God and then we go off. Nothing happens. You are a Cain. You have the attitude of Cain in your worship. But Abel, the sacrifice that he brought it by faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. There is nothing that pleases God more than faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you do, do it in faith. In the book of Romans, the 14th chapter, verse 23, it says there, that which does not proceed from faith is a sin. If you do something with doubt, it's a sin. The enemy wants you to doubt God's word, not trust God's word, question God's word, reason out God's word. But if somebody will say, what I'm going to bring before the Lord, if I'm going to pray for half an hour in the morning, it's going to be a time of seeking Him in faith. Don't pray because of routine. Don't pray because, oh boy, I need to pray today. And then you have this thought, what more terrible things can happen today now? Because you're scared. By faith, look at somebody and say, by faith. Hallelujah, പറയുവാണെങ്കിലും ഫെയ്ത്തോടെ പറഞ്ഞേ. പ്രൈസ് ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, കരം ഉയർത്തി കർത്താവിന് സ്തോത്രം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഒരു ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഫെയ്ത്തോടെ. പ്രൈസ് ലോർഡ്, അന്യഭാഷയാണെങ്കിലും ഫെയ്ത്തോടെ. പ്രൈസ് ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. എനിത്തിങ് ദാറ്റ് യു ഡു വെൻ യു ഗീവ് അൺടു ഗോഡ്, ഗീവ് ഇൻ ഫെയ്ത്ത്, എക്സ്പെക്ട് എ ഹാർവെസ്റ്റ്. ആർ യു വിത്ത് മീ? ഉള്ള പൈസ ഞങ്ങളുടെ പാസ്റ്റർ കൊണ്ടുപോയ എന്ന് പറയല്ലേ. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഇ ഷുഡ് സേ, by faith I sow and I will reap a good harvest from the Lord. I'm giving unto the Lord and he shall give back to me a good measure, pressed together, praise the Lord. I do it with faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, his attitude of worship God was pleased with because it came from faith. But how many of you know that not only your attitude but your lifestyle also matters to God? Because look at two scriptures very fast. 1 John chapter 3 verse 12. 1 John chapter 3 verse 12.
Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous.
See then? Cain was of the wicked one. And he murdered his brother. Why was he murdered? Because his brother's sacrifice was no better. Envy came in him. Somebody else is being used by God. Somebody else is enjoying the blessing of God. God is pleased with somebody else. It looks like there's nothing in for me. So I shall kill him with my words if I can't kill him physically. His lifestyle was one that was connected to the wrong person, not God, but the devil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jude, the book of Jude, verse 11 says, don't go in the way of Cain. Don't get envious of people whom God uses and go in that way. That's a lifestyle of worship. You know, when you study the scripture, you will find God saw that Cain's face was downcast after the worship because God was pleased with Abel's sacrifice. So God is actually coming to Cain and saying, listen, why are you cast down? If you do well, won't you also be accepted? The fourth chapter, verses 6 and 7, Genesis. If you do well, won't you also be accepted? If you do not do well, remember, sin is lurking at the door. Holiness is a choice. Your walk is a choice. If there was no choice, then God does not know whether you really love him. All the trees in the garden, Adam, you can eat. But this one tree. Can you imagine that? 100,000 trees in the garden. But this one thing. One thing. See, that's a choice. God is saying, listen, if you say you love me, there's a choice. You want to follow me? There's a choice. Nobody's forced to follow Jesus. Nobody's forced to come to church. I have a choice today. If I go on and I want to smoke a joint and, you know, that's an old term. Pardon me for that. If I want to go out and do something crazy, I can do that. It's a choice. It's a daily choice. But I have to say, no, I choose Jesus. I choose his way. I choose to belong to him. I choose to do that which is right. I want to serve him to the end of my life. I want to glorify his name. I want to walk in his righteousness and blessing. I want to walk in obedience. I want to walk in humility. I want to walk in faith, Lord. I choose you. lift your hands and say, help me, Lord, to make the right choices. Amen. Help me to make the right choices. Did you say that from your heart earnestly? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I close with this. Give me 5 more minutes. You can choose to worship Him or you can choose not to. It's your choice. The Bible says God was pleased with the sacrifice of Abel. Lift your voice and say, God was pleased with the sacrifice of Abel. And then you know what happened? Read the next few verses. The Bible says Cain killed him. I said, Lord, if you were pleased with the sacrifice, why didn't you protect him? If you were pleased with the sacrifice, why didn't you protect him? Just because one part of your life is right with God does not mean that you can be irresponsible in other areas of your life. Abel should not have gone into his brother's field when his brother is that upset and angry and he's got a knife and a spade and a, you know, all the weapons that is used to till the ground with him. He needed to be responsible and realize, I shouldn't go there now. I shouldn't go there now. Yeah, God is pleased with my sacrifice. I could honor the Lord there, but that doesn't mean that I can be responsible in some other area of my life. So many believers, they say, Lord, I worshipped, I felt the presence, but why didn't God help me in my exam? Because you didn't study. Worship was good in the church, you know, the message was exciting. I got the word in my heart. But why is there no money at home? Because you don't work. Are you with me? Just because God is pleased with one part of your life, don't take that as a license to be irresponsible in some other area of your life. Lift your hand and say, Lord, help me to have the wisdom to be responsible in every area of my life. Praise the Lord. So these are the gems. See, we need to learn from the scripture. Are you with me? God is looking for Daniels and Josephs, not people like Abel. Daniels and Josephs, they worshiped God, they prayed, at the same time they knew how to behave in their workplace. They knew how to behave in the world. God is raising up in 2016 in the church Daniels and Josephs. Not only will you be anointed and gifted and speak with God and God speak to you, but you will also know how to handle things in the world. Are you with me? Handle things in the world. The wisdom to handle the world. Lift your hand and say, Lord, give me the wisdom. Give me the wisdom. Give me the wisdom to handle the world. Let's close our eyes in prayer. the book of beginnings. May this be a year of beginnings for you, of walking in the wisdom of God. We don't want to be stupid. Are you with me? We want to have the wisdom of God. I liked what a man of God by the name of Mike Murdock said. He said, I don't have a problem going to hell, and I'm not worried about the flaming fires there. I don't have a problem with the flaming fires there. But I really will have a problem with the stupid people there. You know what I mean? We don't want to be like Abel. One part of our life we sacrifice and worship and boom, clapping our hands, and then make stupid decisions out there in the world. You're hanging on the bus like this and wondering why you fell down and why God didn't protect. Look at somebody and say, you want me to lay hands upon you so your stupidity will go, or will you pray by yourself? Ask them. You want me to pray for you so that your stupidity will go, or you want me to pray for you? Let's stand up or kneel down in the presence of God. Let's pray together. Lift your hearts to Him. Say this from your heart in faith. Jesus, you are the Son of God. You are my Lord, my Master, my Savior. Help me to know your Holy Spirit, to fellowship with your Holy Spirit. I need the anointing of consecration. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Be my Lord and Savior. Be my Master. Be my Redeemer. Jesus, take complete charge over my life. Forgive me my sins. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Give me the strength and the anointing of consecration. I want to be set apart for you. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom, Lord. I renounce foolishness. I renounce stupidity. I renounce irresponsibility. Help me to be responsible by your grace. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, devil, get out of my life in the name of Jesus. Get out of my church in the name of Jesus. Get out of my family in the name of Jesus. I belong to Jesus. Devil, get out in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and praise the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Amen.